Actually, the Monte Carlo method, it is, if you happen to be able to calculate the boundaries, Monte Carlo would prefer you to use them, and you can even see that from the picture on the previous foil, because if you look at the function, of f of x defined between plus or minus the square root of 1 minus y squared, that has relatively small standard deviation. If you look at the function which is 0 outside the plus or minus square root of 1 minus y squared, plus or minus 1 minus y squared, and non-zero inside, it has a larger variation because it's 0 and then it's non-zero. So as the standard deviation is effectively the how much it varies, so it varies more. But that's sort of a factor of 2 or 3. So Monte Carlo methods, you pay a price for putting these bounding boxes in because you increase the standard deviation. But still the method rigorously works and rigorously converges. You can calculate the convergence. It's always 1 over root n. So it's just computer time. The problem with Simpson's rule is it's wrong. Because it's not a polynomial. At least it's discontinuous. So.